Moving on to item number 13, committee reports and recommendations. 13.1, motion from committee of the whole meeting of June 3rd, 2025 regarding report CS 1325 re 2026 municipal election alternate voting method. Are there any comments before we vote on this matter? Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. So actually, we heard a couple of speeches tonight, and I have my own sort of written out. I'm very conflicted about this because for myself, online voting is very easy as both a voter and a candidate. But I've had feedback, and I've thought about it very critically, which I feel is what I'm here to do. So first, I want to thank the clerk and corporate services for the report and the recommendation to continue with online voting. Having run in the past two municipal elections, I've experienced firsthand the benefits, the real-time electronic voters list, the ease of access for many voters, and the cost savings to the municipality. These are real advantages, especially as we aim to be fiscally responsible. But this conversation isn't just about cost or convenience. It's about public trust in the democratic process. We're operating in a fundamentally different environment than in previous years. The Strong Mayors Act has shifted the balance of decision-making in Ontario municipalities, allowing mayors to pass key bylaws with support from just one-third of council. That means fewer voices now hold more power, and every individual vote cast by a resident has greater weight than ever before. The democratic margin is thinner, and one vote can make all the difference. I understand the counter argument that audit systems are in place to monitor fraud, that votes from the same IP address can be flagged, and that timing patterns can be reviewed, but we need to be honest about what the audits can and cannot do. They can tell us that multiple votes came from the same connection, but they cannot tell us whether those votes were cast legitimately, fraudulently, or under influence. Parents can cast votes for adult children. Spouses, partners, roommates, and siblings can cast votes for each other. All they need is the voter's card and the birth date. Adult children can assist or vote for their parents who need help with the online platform. That vote may be entirely valid or it could be entirely fraudulent, and we have no way of telling the difference. The system will treat it the same, and that's the problem. Audibility is not the same as legitimacy. We know that for many in our community, especially seniors, online voting presents a barrier, not a benefit. Those who have voted by paper ballot for 50 or 60 years may not be comfortable transitioning to a digital voting system, nor can we be assured that the casting process successfully completed their vote and their vote was counted. That's especially true for those who are not able to do their own troubleshooting or validation. I've experienced firsthand people telling me that they voted, and when I checked the voters list, no vote was cast. So I cannot help but wonder whether they were just telling me that, or if they truly believe that they cast a vote and they didn't complete the transaction. I consistently hear concerns from residents when this issue is discussed, and they're not just worried about technology, but they're worried about the erosion of trust. We need to be cautious about prioritizing turnout over trust. Yes, online voting may increase the number of ballots cast, but we must ask ourselves what matters more, higher turnout with the possibility of influence of fraud, or slightly lower turnout with confidence that every vote counted was truly valid. So while I fully respect the efficiency, conveniency, and lower cost of online voting, I have to look at the bigger picture. In this new era of local governance, where the margin for decision-making has narrowed, we must hold ourselves to the highest standards of electoral integrity. And until there's a way to ensure that every vote cast online is not only counted, but genuinely cast by the persons whose name is on the ballot from the outside, of influence, I hear those people who make this argument, and I cannot vote for online voting at this time, as much as I would like to.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I'm just wondering if the clerk would like to respond to any of the concerns that were raised by the Deputy Mayor.
The report that has been presented to Council, CS 1325, addresses some of the concerns that were raised by the Deputy Mayor. The Deputy Mayor is entitled to vote the way that she feels that she wants to. I am happy to answer any specific questions with respect to the framework that's been established by the Municipal Elections Act, which allows alternative methods of voting, including internet and telephone voting, which has been in place in Ontario for over two decades. I'm happy to answer any of those questions. I'm happy to answer questions about any sort of security concerns. I mean, I can't provide details only because we have not selected a vendor. But what I can say is that based on my review and based on the evidence that has been available to myself, as well as other clerks who have used this type of method of voting, that we are satisfied with the type with this method of voting, the alternate method of voting. And I also do want to highlight that for the last 23 years since that this method of voting has been in place, there has not been one case of a controverted election due to internet or telephone voting. Not one case of a controverted election due to internet or telephone voting.
I'm just wondering for the clerk, can you explain in lay language what that means?
So a controverted election is when an election is considered, is challenged essentially, right? It's challenged because of the fact that there are some discrepancies either with the type of ballot that has been created or the way that the vote has been cast. So the challenge would be to the results of the vote itself due to whatever the process has been. So I know that there have been, and this, the report has highlighted this, that there have been situations where there have been technical issues that have arisen due to, due to like a delay in terms of systems or a delay in terms of like internet, internet like connections. However, none of those have actually resulted in the vote itself being impacted or the integrity of the vote being impacted.
So I'm just going to turn it back to the Deputy Mayor and ask her if you provided many comments, but do you actually want to turn any of those comments into some questions that the clerk can answer that reflect the concerns that you've raised?
So thank you through yourself. So we had this conversation before and I, like I said, I personally find it easier. However, I do know that if I'm sitting, for example, if I'm sitting with my mother, who is not comfortable, she's senior on the internet and needs my help to navigate, there is no way to validate whether I assisted her or whether I voted for her. And I do hear that feedback, and I'm being completely sincere and genuine, of people who say, I voted for my wife or my husband because they won't, it's not a paper ballot and they won't do it. There's no way to know whether that was legitimate or not. So I just think at the municipal level, we need to be just as diligent as we would be at the federal and provincial level, especially now in this time. So I just, one vote can make all the difference. And I appreciate that maybe no one has come forward and has said, hey, this is a fraudulent election, but how would one do that? How would an individual quantify that? I think a lot of people in our community have that concern, but what way would they gather that info to make that case? I think that's difficult for them to do.
So I'm going to just turn it back to the clerk if you want to just respond to this. And I also have a couple of other councillors that would like to speak.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. So I do want to reiterate the fact that there is a level of responsibility that each voter in this community has. There is some onus on the voter to ensure that they are adhering to the rules that have been established for elections, municipal elections or otherwise. It is a criminal act for a voter to vote for anybody else other than themselves. This is highlighted not only through the communications that we provide, this has been highlighted through communications from Elections Ontario, Elections Canada, as well as for municipal elections, when we send the voter instruction letter, very clearly we state that you are only allowed to vote for yourself. So if you are voting on behalf of somebody else, you are conducting a criminal act. And if you find out that someone has said that to you, I would want to know that so that I can contact the police and let them know that a criminal act has taken place.
Okay. I'm not sure who was first. Was it, I'm going to go Councillor Todd, Councillor Hedeman, and then. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so for those that don't want to do it by phone on the internet, come down to town hall and vote here. And whether you vote on a paper or on the internet here makes no difference. It doesn't. It still gets recorded. You're still going in. You can be assured that it's going in.
I see the CAO wanting to maybe. Okay, while that conversation is happening, I'm going to. Okay.
Seeing our equipment here, come down and do the process that you would go do with a paper ballot, but just punch it into the computer.
Okay, I'm going to move on to Councillor Todd and then to Councillor Adam.
Thank you. And my question is for the clerk. So the deputy mayor had suggested in her opening comments that this process is subject to widespread fraud because a roommate could simply grab a card or a child, like a parent could grab a child's card. In your research, was there any indication that this is actually factual, or is this just more of a concern or a fear?
It is a concern and a fear, and it has been shared. And you know, there have been some steps that have been taken, such as two-step authentication, that kind of helps mitigate some of those things. The other thing that you know, the report highlights, there are also some measures that that vendors can take to ensure that there is not like very many votes coming from a particular IP address. And there's a series of security measures that these vendors take to address those issues. So in the experience, I mean, I sit on a provincial group that that reviews a lot of these things, and that has not been flagged as a significant concern.
Councillor Adam.
So thank you. So first off, I have a question for the deputy mayor, and wondering, are you meaning that you think that we should be paper only? That's just the first part.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because even as an alternate method, that all those other concerns could happen for anybody if it was an alternate method. I guess my question is kind of for maybe the director or maybe the clerk, whomever wants to. But correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been like 15 plus years since the municipality of Port Hope has had paper ballots in any way, shape, or form. So we're looking at probably, what, three or four elections? Four, three plus the by-election, is that right?
Yeah. So the last time that paper ballots were used was in 2010, and they have not been used after that. So that would be 2014, 2018, 2022, so the last three municipal elections,
plus as well as yesterday,
yeah, by election, yeah, correct. Okay. All have been purely internet and telephone voting.
We haven't really had too many issues that I know of. So. Okay, thank you.
Deputy Mayor.
Sorry, just to comment on Les's comment. That's exactly sort of my point, is that someone can come down and have help from somebody. So somebody in their home can also have help from somebody how to use the system. And we don't know whether they're getting help. So two IP addresses, a husband and wife can sit down and one can go and the other can help the other, or else that person can sit down and vote for both people at the same time. We have no way of knowing. And they can assist others just like our staff can assist, but we can't tell what's legitimate and what's fraudulent.
Any other comments? Councillor Clare? Okay, Councillor
Darrell. I just want to add, I've had similar conversations that Vicky has had with people in out in the rural. But that being said, I've tallied them up. I've had six conversations about paper ballots. Could some of the stuff that Councillor Mink is saying happen? Possibly. But I have to, from a councillor standpoint, I have to assume that the 6,000 people I did not hear from are okay with the system that we have in place and have been using. Although I respect the opinions highly of the people that I have had the conversation with, I have to go with the majority on this one.
Thank you, Councillor Darrell. So we've had a fulsome conversation around the table. The recommended motion is listed on the agenda. Can I get a mover and seconder? Moved by Councillor Adam, seconded by Councillor Clare. Any further comments? All in favor? Thank you.